Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. 910 The Fan in Richmond. And Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can get all the info you need there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not. Thank you in advance. Joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? Big one tonight. Big.
It's a massive one tonight. John Paul Flame here.
What's up, Cakesy? Riding the NBA high of last night. Great night in the NBA playoffs.
Very good.
I bet on the games. Didn't watch any. Actually, I watched a little bit.
Incredible finishes in both the Knicks game
and
the Lakers-Nuggets game. We can get into it a little bit later, but just an awesome night. Have some adrenaline still flowing.
Eric Bickle is here as well.
You know, Lurch, I'm surprised. Like, there's a certain gas station in my neighborhood, and there's one, like, up in Poughkeepsie, that when I go in there, you see these old guys, and they're throwing cash on, like, digital, like, horse races.
Yeah, we have that, like, here, too.
Keno.
I've seen that, too.
They're old guys sitting there.
That doesn't do it for me.
That's going to be you.
Not as long as there's still sports around.
I've never been a Keno guy. I've never been a digital horse racing guy.
Neither have I, but it's
never,
you know,
been tantalized by it. And I've got vices. I have vices.
Yeah.
But that's never one that's really drawn me in.
Yeah.
But I was making $2 bets on baseball parlays yesterday. I mean,
just trying to hit a big one?
Well, I'm not a big one. $2, maybe pay $7. I'm not doing it for the money. I just do it for the action.
You do it for the rush. You do it for the rush.
I do it for the rush.
There you have it.
But, you know, I will be betting on the New York Rangers tonight.
Yeah, I still.
And the hedge play, the emotional hedge play.
Still makes me emotionally uncomfortable.
I know it does. It does.
Betting against my beloved Washington Capitals.
Yeah, but you want to profit off it. You want to profit off your pain.
Yeah. I'd rather not.
You think that's blood money?
It's maybe equivalent to blood money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any sort of... I don't want
you don't
want
to feel good at all?
I don't want any sort of good feeling coming off of a Caps loss. Like, I don't want to then go to, like, my account, my BetMGM account, and see a few extra bucks. And just get a weird artificial bump from something that I'm not a fan of.
I'm kind of with Lurch. I kind of like it.
I don't like the emotional hedge. I'm
you
not
just
a
figure
fan.
How much is it worth to you? So how much is it going to be worth to you?
Probably put $100 on the Rangers.
$100 on the Rangers. It's worth.
I put $100. Now $100 only paid me $46 because they're laying so many.
Sure.
So many.
Right,
big
but
odds.
You're basically paying $100.
It's 2-1
win.
230. You know, -230 probably. Yeah, I'm risking $100.
The idea is you're paying $100 for the win. So if they win, cost you $100. If they lose, well, you get the payout, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of brilliant. It's a win-win. I think that's also another concept I created.
Emotional hedge.
No, I created emotional hedge.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You guys are gonna battle. All right.
Listen, he's more of the gambler than me, but I feel like
that was definitely my brainchild.
The emotional hedge, the coining of it.
The coining of it, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give it to you if you're willing to fight for it.
No, I'm not. I've been doing it for years. I've been betting against the teams I really love for years, hoping that they'll win and I'll lose money. I hope they don't do what the Isles did last night and blow a 3-0 lead against Carolina.
If you're an Islanders fan, you just have to be devastated. I mean, it looked like you were getting set up to have the 1-1, you know, series 1-1 coming back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in a 0-2 hole because you gave up two goals in nine seconds.
9 seconds. What are the odds?
I mean, I thought the Caps giving up three goals in a span of 2+ minutes was bad. You know what? That was worse.
That was pretty bad.
That was clearly worse.
Yeah, now they're down 2-0. Yeah, so it's a biggie tonight. You know, even if they lose, come back on Friday and win, make it 2-1. All right, it's a little interesting, but it would be really nice to steal one up
like
there.
Like Capital One will be, it'll be hopping.
Are any of you going this weekend?
No. I am going, yes.
Now, our pal JVS texted me last night and he said, do you want to go on Friday?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess it's a good thing, but I had to say no. I have a daddy-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm.
I've never actually been to a daddy-daughter dance. I don't know if that's a private school thing versus public school. I don't remember doing that when Kelsey was growing up, but I have to go to that. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that he ever texted me. Did he do the same thing to you?
I got the same text. He reached
How
out
nice
to,
is that?
He said, are you coming out to one of the games? I was like, I don't know. Am I?
You played it coy.
I didn't exactly say it like that, but it was kind of in that neighborhood, the response.
Yeah,
and
it was,
the wheels are in motion.
It was unprecedented. Usually we all reach out to him. I guess he reached out to us. I told him, daddy-daughter dance. He's like, well, let me know if you want to come Sunday. I was like, whoa.
Let me give you a little
radio insider.
Little radio insider. I feel a little sheepish asking for playoff tickets. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel sheepish for asking for anything, honestly.
I've gotten past feeling sheepish for like regular season and other events. To me, playoff tickets seems like
they're harder to get.
Like, it's just a bigger ask.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they're just offered to me out of the clear blue sky, out of thin air, well then I would be rude.
JVS is the best.
To turn them down. He's correct. That would be rude.
And I felt the same way when he texted because he did ask, are you coming to the game?
Yeah.
And I thought he meant, if you come, just let me know and I'll get you.
I can kind of
free
like,
drinks or something.
I can like open the door for you in the suite or something if you're already in the building.
Right.
He didn't say, hey, I got tickets for you if you want to come. So I followed up, but I told him, you know, I'll get back to you. I didn't realize he was actually offering tickets.
Well, yeah. I don't know if he was, but
That's the way I read it.
Yeah, that's the way I read it too, Cakes. He writes, I mean, sure, he just copy and paste. He said, are you planning on coming to the game on Friday night? Mm-hmm. So I said, I can't unfortunately have the daddy-daughter dance. Because that sounds awesome, and she'll love it. Let me know if you want to come on Sunday.
What a nice
Here was my exact
response. So that, to me, is an invitation for tickets.
Yes.
What time is the game on Sunday?
I think it's 7 or 7:30.
Yeah, it's late on Sunday.
It's a night game. Oh, yeah.
My response to him.
Mar said 8.
Ooh.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock Sunday?
Sunday night? Oh,
it's worth it, though, for a playoff game.
Yeah, so I get the JVS.
Depending on where the series stands
at. That's true. If it's 3-0. Down 3-0. Well,
you can leave, you know, after a period. You know what I mean? Especially
so I get the
sideways.
Magical bat signal text from JVS at around 3 o'clock yesterday. Hey, you coming to the game on Friday night? Flakes' response. Would love to. Hadn't really planned on it, but would love to watch some Caps playoff puck.
And what did he say?
Okay, let me know what you need. And I let him
know. That is awesome.
I let him know what I needed.
How many did you ask for?
4.
Okay, that's not bad.
Reasonable.
I don't think that's outrageous.
No. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I think I handled that with some proper decorum.
When you like pull back, here's honestly what I thought when I saw
radio.
Number one, it's a human response to be like wishy-washy just because you don't want to put him in a position like that, but if he's asking you
out of the blue, like, because we always ask him.
Correct.
Right? Now I can't do it because I'm gonna be out of town for my son's stuff, but you know, and I said thank you and you're so nice, but thank you.
Trust me, I had to look at the text three or four times. I was like,
I actually thought he maybe had the wrong number.
I was like, did I send him something already? And I forgot that
my guess is it's a hot ticket and he's already got a million people at Monumental or wherever, kind of in the queue. And so he's getting ahead of it and trying to figure out.
Right.
All right.
That's the logical explanation, but I'm always thinking negatively and I'm always thinking we're like at the bottom of the barrel. And that I honestly thought my instinct was, man, does nobody want these tickets?
I honestly,
that's what I thought. Cause I'm, but I'm, t- it's not a reflection on the Caps. It's more a reflection on us.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, think about it. Essentially, he's offering us 12 tickets to a hockey game.
Yeah, to use what's usually a super hot ticket.
My guess is it's a hot ticket.
I mean, it depends. Could be 16 if everybody goes to four.
I think
it's
going to be.
I did the math wrong. Yeah, 16.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a relatively hot ticket. I mean, the Caps weren't in the playoffs
you know
last
how the,
year.
You know how the town is. They
I know it's a bandwagon town. That's why I couldn't.
They galvanize
my brain
around
it.
This stuff.
I was actually on the golf course and I was walking around trying to figure it out.
He's getting ahead of it. That's my guess. Okay. Is he knows. He knows the junks.
I figured
like asking for stuff.
Right.
Myself just, included.
Right. But it's also a promotion. Yeah. Yesterday we gave away Caps tickets, and part of the read, because I read it, was still tickets available.
Right.
So this is a different situation than the past where these should just sell out. Now I'm gonna guess that they're gonna sell out. But
it's
a promotion.
I might have been on to something. They need the junks to hype it up.
Sure.
Get the junks going to the game. The junks hype it up. We get rid of these last few tickets.
Valdez, you want me to me to respond to him and tell him I can't go, but Valdez would love to go?
When is it? It's
Friday night.
Friday? Can't Friday.
Oh, okay.
Can't do it Friday. Valdez has now broken through where he used to.
I used to
cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
I got it. Because it's harder to turn down Cakes if you're JVS than it is to turn down Valdez. So I would ask I would ask by proxy.
Yeah.
And I would feel sheepish and everything.
I would say he's undefeated.
Because I'm not Junk's level, and I know that.
No, you're right there with us.
But when Jim hooked me for Zach Bryan, and we're glad handing with him in the suite,
he felt like you had a breakthrough.
Very nice to me.
Yeah.
Told me anything I needed, just let him know.
Wow. Anything you want.
That's a breakthrough.
It is. It might be my biggest breakthrough ever on the show.
Yeah, it is. That's a big one. It's a huge moment.
We've made a lot of great contacts over the year.
Only took me 14 years.
He's at the top.
He's on the Mount Hook.
I just hope that people understand again.
Mount Hook Moore.
Even though we've been doing this almost approaching 30 years now, right? We're in our 28th year, whatever, from when we very, very, very first started. We're just so used to being at the bottom of the totem pole and just feeling insecure that we're not used to people.
We're not used to people being nice.
And it's also weird
too.
Offering
up nice things.
Like my experience, like when I went to Caps playoff games, back at the Capitol Center, like I'd buy tickets and sit in whatever the 300s or I wasn't getting hooked up with the sort of treatment we're getting hooked up with now.
Right.
So it's like. It's a weird disconnect.
The dynamic was just different.
Yeah.
Typically, with all our contacts, you have to go through that awkward ask.
Right.
Hey, do you happen to have any tickets for Friday night?
Yeah.
And they'll take care of you. And then, you know, Cakes will double down and go, how about a parking pass? Well, I could use a parking pass.
I didn't ask Jim for a parking pass for Friday, but I would assume he's going to.
He's gonna throw it in there.
Right.
He knows I'm a diva when it comes to parking.
And so the dynamic was different that he reached out to us.
Yes.
Put it this way. B. Mitch probably gets texts like that all the time.
Yeah. Sure.
He's used to it. He's
still,
like royalty around
here. I'm still to the point like when I send a text asking from my end, when I'm about to hit send, I almost recoil from the phone. I'm like,
cringe.
I cringe a little bit. Like,
you know what I do?
Send, and
I hit it,
I just feel weird.
I know.
When I hit it, I take my phone and like I'll go put it in the room.
Right.
I'll go hide it.
I
don't even want to look at it.
I know. Because we're naturally just kind of sheep.
You know what it is?
Sheepish.
It's shame.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of shame coming through.
I was writing down my mount. Hookmore?
Yeah.
No, Hookmore. JVS,
well,
for sure.
JVS's face in it
but
right
these
now.
These are the people that hook us the most?
Or the best hooks.
Okay.
Chris Farley.
Not including our endorsements. Right?
Correct.
This is just,
right.
Okay.
Chris
Farley. Chris Farley, yeah. Put him right up there.
Oh, he's up
Carve
there.
His face in granite.
He's down Mount Hookmore.
I have to put my man Mike Beasley over at MGM.
You know what?
Mike.
He hooked me for my wife's birthday
with
four Bruno Mars tickets.
Mm. Mount Hookmore is filling up.
a room at MGM National Harbor, and a $500 comp
at
Voltaggio.
That's a ridiculous
like,
hookup.
Think about that. Four tickets to Bruno Mars, $500 at Voltaggio, and a hotel room.
On the regular market, that's thousands of dollars.
I think he hooked me up because he thought I was J.P. Finley the whole time. And then at the end, he was like, at one point he was like, how are you texting me? Aren't you on the air? And I was like, no, my show was over at 10.
Well, I have to go ahead.
And I don't know who the fourth guy would be.
I would say for me, and probably for all you guys, it would be Tom Healy, who's for 20 years given me free golf at all three of his golf courses, but the two locally here. I mean, we're talking about thousands of rounds over the 20-some years. Yeah. I mean, no one took me more. Now, he sold those things and made me join a club. Right. So I'm willing to maybe take them off.
Sure.
But historically,
he has a tentative spot.
I told him he screwed me when he sold these courses. But he's got to be up there. Everybody in here has hit him up. Even JP would hit him up a couple times a year.
Not a couple times a year.
You mentioned Mike Beasley from MGM. I may have to reach out to him because I got devastating news like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was signing up for my own tournament, and my guy Pat, who runs some of the tournaments there, he goes, your Noir card is it's done. I was like, what do you? I was like, hold on, what do you mean? He said, you've been knocked down to like the lowest tier, like Sapphire status. I was like, what?
Right, because you don't use it.
Because I don't deserve this. Like, yeah, I don't deserve this card.
Yeah,
I should not have this card.
So what did they do?
I was gifted this card.
No, I understand.
Here's why I love this card. It has VIP parking.
Yeah.
Which I like. I'm a parking snob. I just am.
No, the parking
Cakes
is great.
I'm a parking snob.
But you realize... Cakes, you realize with a Noir status, you get like a giveaway every month.
I know.
And they'll give you a new iPhone.
This card is
every
very
month.
Powerful. Like,
yes.
I could
You can get trips. You can get
a
cruise.
I could book a cruise with this every year if I wanted. I don't do it.
You could probably bump down
free
to
airfare
just
to Vegas every year. Don't use it.
All I
care about is the parking.
Be with the common folk. I'm platinum level.
I would slum down to platinum level because it's still hooks me with the parking.
Yeah, platinum hooks you with parking.
Oh, yeah, I have that. That's
so,
what I have.
I might have to reach out to Mike Beasley and say, hey, I mean, I can't be blue card. Come on. I'm the poker ambassador.
Who was the first person to give you that?
This was from our man Gums.
Okay.
Jamie Gums.
Jamie Gums before he departed for Vegas. Right. And greener pastures.
Gums probably deserves to be on Mount Hookmore, but he's been replaced by Beasley's. I put it all in the same class. But if you go to Vegas, call Gums.
Oh, I will. Trust me.
Because you can stay at Park MGM.
I will do that.
Now, that might not be gratis, but it'll be discounted.
Here's the workaround. When you pull in to the silly parking, all you have to do is flash the card as you drive in.
No, you're
and they're
fine.
Like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you're fine.
Go ahead, go park wherever.
Doesn't matter.
So I think I'm good, as long as I don't lose
But
this.
I would ask just to on the just get it the ball rolling on the new one.
Oh, I'm this
but
this is me asking right here.
Let's slow down. Back track here. So you're saying you get free airfare to Vegas if you want with that card?
Correct.
We booked yesterday, or my wife's actually waiting a couple days. Because we're so light on cash, cash flow.
You're insolvent.
We're waiting a couple days before we book the flights. Three tickets, nonstop to Vegas for my, you know, my daughter qualified for nationals, so we solidified it. It's like $2,500.
That is
like
steep.
Nonstop. Now, if you're willing to stop and stuff, which I'm not willing to,
I don't like stopping.
It could be a lot cheaper.
I'm nonstop like Liam Neeson.
Oh, I'll stop for cheaper.
When is this?
It's like June or July or something.
Oh, that's weird. Usually
so
in the
middle
of summer,
it's the weirdest thing
it's
ever.
It's dirt cheap to fly
and they
to
have,
Vegas.
No, I know. And the thing is, they even have promotions like $45 to Vegas, you know, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason.
It's like WSOP time, too, I think.
Yeah, for
think
some reason, it doesn't qualify or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like paying the full freight, and I'm stunned at the price.
It's not great.
You need to look into old Spirit.
She did throw out Spirit and say it was cheaper. My youngest is refusing to go on Spirit.
Oh, really?
I had no problems with Spirit.
She's a snob.
Yeah.
I honestly had no problems.
She's a flight snob.
Yeah.
I can respect her hustle.
All my flights, and there were extra flights because I had stops, via Spirit were on time.
Right.
To and from Puerto Rico.
That's very good.
Through Orlando, I believe.
All right. Coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, Rick Snyder will join us coming up at 7. We'll talk Commander's Draft with him. Tariq El-Bashir.
It's coming. Two more days.
It is. It's right around the corner. We'll talk Caps with Tariq El-Bashir at 8 as they get ready to take on the Rangers tonight at MSG. Ari Shaffir, he got moved from yesterday to today. The comedian will join us at 9:20. And we'll talk to Trace McSorley, former Penn State quarterback. He played under Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona. So we'll pick his brain about the new offensive coordinator for the Commanders. That's all coming up here on the Junks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're definitely hitting hard when I have to bring the eye drops with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's like threat level.
I can tell.
Super high.
I can
not going to make a
your
big
right
haters cakes.
Your right eye looked like you were punched by Mike Tyson.
Well, I just went into the bathroom during the break and I put two drops, and this stuff's pretty good, into each eyeball. So hopefully it helps.
I'm not going to make a big thing of this, but I've asked you this before, and I already know the answer.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to see an allergist? Because I believe you haven't been in decades.
The easy answer, one, laziness. Two, scaredy cattedness.
Uh-huh.
Those are probably the top two reasons why.
Speaking of laziness.
Oh, and three, because my son just went, and his allergies tested off the charts. Like, So you don't want to know about that?
So
my youngest son is now to the point where they gave him the medicine and the syringes, and he's giving himself allergy shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm assuming that's going to help
him.
Every
2 or 3 days. Yeah, it'll help.
So you're opting not for help because you're scared of the diagnosis.
Pretty much, yeah. And now I'll eventually go, but I haven't gone yet.
Big procrastinator.
Well, the laziness.
This is correct.
EB gets dubbed the laziest, and he probably deservedly so. He says he's the king of leisure.
Mount Lazymore.
But Cakes might be up there because I hooked up with Cowboy Todd yesterday. Yeah. I had to go out to Middle Virginia.
Cowboy Todd.
And I just hit him up while I was driving there. It was at a two-hour drive, and I was like, hey, are you going to be around? And we hooked up for dinner before he coaches his son.
You are a nicer person than the rest of us. I mean, I like Cowboy Todd. I'd see him like an appearance, but I would never just reach out to him.
I don't see a scenario where that would happen in my lifetime.
I mean, I love Cowboy Todd. He's great.
Hey, can you imagine those two on a candlelight dinner together?
Trust me, it was no candlelight dinner. We went out for cheesesteaks. Mm-hmm. But I hooked up with him, and he goes, hey, tell your boy Cakes.
Yeah.
I gave him... He said line-by-line instructions on how to take care of his problem, and it would take 30 seconds is what he claims.
That's what he claims.
Okay, but what he says is that you haven't even done it.
That's correct.
See, he's lazy. So Cakes has a major issue that he brought up on the air, and he has procrastinated.
JP, how can I do that?
And here's a guy who deals in his profession now. Now, it has to do with like skimming and gas stations and gas pumps, but he's in the profession of dealing with fraud and, you know, identities taken.
Mm-hmm.
Cakes has the same issue, and a guy gives him line by line instructions on a text and claims it's only going to be 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's going to be 30 minutes, but you don't have to drive somewhere or whatever, and you refuse to do it.
Yeah, correct.
I don't blame you.
I haven't done it yet.
Because it's Cowboy. You know why? You disrespected the information because it came from Cowboy Todd.
Probably a little bit of truth.
But he's also, like you said, he's also very lazy.
Well, I also just...
It's mostly that.
That's what it is.
Like kicking the can down the road.
Yes.
Let's be honest. Who doesn't?
Has nothing to do with Cowboy. Yeah. And I would say, yes, generally Cowboy a dog. But this is kind of his field of expertise.
Mm. Yeah, but he's like into skimmers.
But it's hard for me to just trust Cowboy Todd on...
Did the instructions make sense?
I'd have to go back and look at them again. I'd have to go
You're
back
so
and look
lazy,
at them.
You probably didn't even look at them.
No, I looked. I glanced at them. Tom glanced at them.
No, if Cowboy didn't told you how to like shoot a deer or something.
Yeah, or like load a gun, I would certainly like listen to that advice.
How to scale a fish.
How to have 10 children. Yes.
He's got a lot of kids.
Listen to Cowboy Todd's advice.
He and his wife have a lot of kids.
I'm exaggerating with that number.
He has a big frisbee golf tournament this weekend.
Disc golf tips? I listen to Cowboy Todd. Fixing somebody stealing my identity and dealing with it through the D.C. government? I don't know that he's that steeped in that.
Pretty sure he told me that he has a coach for disc golf.
Well, I mean,
just got into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame.
Look, if he wants to get better,
who knew?
Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you.
He said there'd be 300 people playing in it.
I will take care of it. It's just the timing is TBD at this point.
Right. Well, you've said that many times. You'll take care of
it. I'm not in a real rush to do it.
No, you'd rather just do this.
I'm going to bet right now.
Yes.
That next March.
Yes.
You're going to go see our tax accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to ask you the same question, which spurred this conversation about your mistaken identity.
Yep.
And you still will not have done it.
That's fine. You can bet on that. You might even win. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see in March of 2025. Time will tell. All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. Figure out what happened in the world of sports last night. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
Don't Sleep
has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
JP didn't sleep last night because he was watching the Lakers Nuggets.
Awesome game. I'm still on kind of an adrenaline high. I was asking Mike Marr if he's an NBA fan, and he said he watched the first game, and he watched the first half of the Nuggets Lakers, but he went to bed because the game was over. And I said, you don't really watch the NBA.
Right,
because
the game. Right.
Because a 20-point lead can vanish like that. And here's the deal. I got home last night around 10, so I didn't watch the first game, although I watched the highlights, and that was an amazing finish, and we'll get to that. But the Nuggets had beaten the Lakers 9 straight times.
Mm-hmm.
In the Western Conference Finals last year, all 4 games were really close. The Nuggets just have their number, and you could sense the momentum changing in the third quarter. They cut it from 20, a 20-point lead, to 10. LeBron actually had a great fourth quarter. He starts off with 2 deep threes.
Mm-hmm.
He has a steal on Jamal Murray, turns it into a dunk. He has another and one situation. I think he maybe had 13 points in the fourth quarter. But the Nuggets.
Can't believe the guy's 39, just still putting up numbers.
The Nuggets get you just basically running the 2-man game of Jokic and Murray down the stretch. They've done it a million times. They did it throughout the playoffs last year. Jokic is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He finished with 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists.
Correct.
Somebody tweeted this out. He should be your favorite player, EB. You want old school basketball? Now, he'll launch a couple threes here and there, but he has AD on him, who's a great defender. AD, before the game, was bitching and moaning that he's never going to win Defensive Player of the Year. They announced the 3 finalists, and he wasn't even one of the finalists. I believe it was Victor Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert, and I can't remember who the third person was.
Mm.
Well, AD is a really good defender. Jokic has almost like a Hakeem Olajuwon-type move on him, gets an and one to cut the lead to 1, has a jump hook on him. And then Murray, who was 3-for-16 in the first 3 quarters, told his teammates, I'm going to set you up. And they apparently said, no, you got to keep shooting. Catches fire, goes 6-for-8 down the stretch. But it's back and forth, back and forth. The Nuggets are chipping away. They finally get to the point where it's a tie game. Lakers get the ball back on the last possession, potentially. LeBron has an open 3, misses it. Nuggets get the rebound, give it to Jamal. He ends up in a 1-on-1 against Anthony Davis and hits a mid-range fadeaway step back over Anthony Davis at the buzzer. It was an awesome game.
Hey, I just watched the highlight. Anthony Davis fell into the Denver Nuggets bench after the shot. And all of the players went over to, you know, kind of grab Murray because he just hit the game winner. And Davis is underneath the pile.
Yeah, but if you watch the highlights, I mean, it was high-level basketball. Like, it was a lot of makes. I don't know what the percentages were in the fourth quarter, but LeBron caught fire, misses that last three. Jamal Murray ends up 6-for-8 in the fourth quarter. It was an awesome game.
Well, this is
it almost felt like the NBA Finals. Even though the Lakers had to play the play-in, they may be the toughest matchup for the Nuggets.
Yeah, well,
although the
we'll
Timberwolves
see.
Are very big.
I mean,
and
this is how you know it's not regular season hoops because the scores aren't 135 to 130.
Right. The scoring is definitely down.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm sure all three of the games last night were unders.
Rui has been a stiff in the first two games.
He hadn't done much. He hadn't done much.
10 total points in two games.
Well, the difference with the Lakers in this game versus game one, D'Lo caught fire. I don't know his final numbers.
Yeah.
Early in the game was knocking down a bunch of threes, helped them build the lead. And I think it's just a situation where, look, the crowd was chanting, "Who's your daddy?" The Nuggets right now own the Lakers.
10 straight, right?
10 straight.
So that's game two, so they're up 2-0.
And I saw a stat.
I go back to L.A.
I retweeted it last night about Jokic. In the history of the NBA, there have been guys who have gone in the playoffs who have scored 25 points and had 20 rebounds and 10 assists. So it has been accomplished before. But all of those guys in the history of the game, it's like three or four names. They've only done it once. He's done it four times, 25, 20, and 10 in a playoff game.
Yeah, he's a machine. He is a machine. He's the best player in the game, no doubt. Knicks beat the Sixers by 3, so they are up 2-0.
Did you watch the end of this game?
I watched the first quarter, a little bit of the first quarter. I did not watch the end of this game.
The end of this game was incredible because it's looking like it's going to be a loss for the Knicks, a win for the Sixers. They'll even the series, bring it back to Philadelphia. And a lot of people think, talent-wise, they're the better team. They had a great record with Joel Embiid. But when Embiid was hurt, the Sixers struggled. So they have an 8-point lead. It gets cut down. But here's the sequence of events. Jalen Brunson, who finished the game 8-for-29. So they didn't shoot well. Hits a three, kind of an improbable three. That hits the front rim, back rim goes in, right? You just don't see those ones that bounce high.
He got lucky.
So he gets in.
Shooter's roll.
Now the lead is cut to, lead I think it, by then is cut down to 2 or whatever
cut
it is.
Cut to 2, yes.
Instead of calling timeout, where they can move the ball up to half court, they want to just do a quick inbounds. They inbound it to Tyrese Maxey. He gets doubled. Now, I think there probably was a foul. But no he call. Goes down, the ball gets stolen. While he was holding the ball, though, you can see Nick Nurse, the coach, is calling timeout. Embiid claims he was calling timeout. The referees just ignored
Didn't see it. Yep.
DiVincenzo gets a three, misses it. This is where I a little bit blame the Sixers. Like, okay, Embiid, grab the rebound. Didn't. Gets back to DiVincenzo. He hits the three. They win it on that three-pointer. And by the way, Melo, John Starks, and I think Latrell Sprewell, like all these former Knicks, they were acting like 7-year-old kids going nuts on the sideline. It was pretty cool to see.
I saw somebody labeled it like Big Dad Uncle Energy.
So two good finishes in the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, and the Knicks and Nuggets are up 2-0. Cavs are also up 2-0 on the Magic, so they won. They won by 10. Tonight, you got more games, 3 more games. Suns, T-Wolves. T-Wolves are up 1 there. Pacers, Bucks. Bucks are up 1. And Mavs are at the Clippers. Clippers are up 1. So, you know, that NBA playoffs last night, that's what you got. You got 3 really good games, 2 spectacular finishes in the fourth quarter.
Don't forget, coming up at 7, we'll talk Commanders and NFL draft with Rick Snyder. When we come back, Aaron Boone got ejected for allegedly
this is funny.
Chirping the umps. Problem was, he wasn't the one doing the chirping. We'll have the audio of that next here on The Fan. Pretty fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Game yesterday for Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, who got tossed five pitches into the game by home plate umpire Hunter Wendelstedt.
Yep. I was watching the game, and it was very funny the way it all went down. So here's how it went down. Estuary Ruiz is the leadoff hitter for Oakland. On a two-strike count, he swings at a ball, but he was hitting the foot. Okay?
Okay.
Now, so Aaron Boone's in the dugout, standing up in the dugout, and he and of course the home plate umpire signals to the first base umpire, did he swing? First base umpire says no, and Boone's kind of chirping at the first base umpire.
Because he clearly did swing.
He swung, but he was also hit. Yeah, but he swung, yeah. All right, second batter. So he gets to go to first. He's hit by a ball. So, you know, he was chirping a little bit. The home plate umpire, now that the number two hitter is up in the box, starts yelling at Boone to stop chirping about the call. And if he says anything else again, he's gone, basically. And then he gets tossed, but it wasn't Boone chirping at the umpire. It was a guy in the second row behind him. It's so funny. This is what it sounded like.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call?
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
It's clearly a visual, but you got to watch the highlight.
It.
It's so funny,
dude.
Because the guy two rows behind. Now, here's the thing: it's a day game. It's a 105 game.
Yeah.
All right. There aren't that many
A's. I mean,
it's A's. There aren't that many people right in the stands, so you're gonna hear stuff, right? Mm-hmm. You can hear all kinds of stuff from the field mics.
The guy who said it took off his pullover so he wouldn't get recognized.
Oh, he had a blue pullover.
Nice. He took it off.
Smart. Yeah.
Because everyone was trying to figure out, all right, who is this guy?
Yeah.
So I was at a Good Counsel lacrosse game, one of my close friends.
It was really funny.
Coaches Good Counsel, Dane Smith. And Dane always tells me, you come down, you know, stand on the sideline, whatever, love having you there. Mm-hmm. And so I was down on the side, but I was down towards the goal. And some of the parents chirp the refs. I never chirp refs. You know me. I'm not a booer. I don't chirp refs. Okay. Game was getting intense. This was a few weeks ago. And kid gets hurt. And one of the parents is going off. Eventually, long story short, the guy wheels around and he points at me and he starts yelling. I can't even remember what he said. He said, one more word or something out of you and you're, you know, and like, he's like kind of embarrassing me in front of like a, you know, 500 people. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready for it because I didn't say anything. I was just leaning up against the post and I said, it wasn't even me. I screamed that out loud. Uh-huh. And then I felt bad because I'm kind of like throwing the other dad under the bus. But I didn't know what to defend yourself.
I didn't know what to say.
Caught me off guard. All of a sudden, literally the entire stadium's looking at me, and they're thinking I'm the guy chirping the guy. I didn't say one freaking word.
You want to hear Aaron after the game?
Yeah. Sure.
God, it was so funny.
Aaron, how do you wrap your head around what happened in the first inning?
Hard to. hard to. I wasn't even really. I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay, went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is it's embarrassing.
I mean, everybody can see the video, but is that a scenario where you reach out to Major League Baseball about that?
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
Yeah, yes, but just you know, not good.
On a situation like that, look, this is a regular season game, 20 games
Doesn't
into the
matter.
Season. But, I mean, what if that's a playoff game, you know? But yeah. They should be able to go to the video and find out if it was actually Boone who said that. Because if they did, then you realize it wasn't Boone, so he wouldn't get tossed from the game.
Right.
And that was the first inning.
Right.
And they lost the game.
Right. I mean, these managers go down there in a locker room, and they're just texting the other coaches
no,
anyway,
I understand,
right?
But
they're managing.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's... To get tossed from a game, it's a little difficult to more difficult yeah. to manage from the dugout or from the locker
right.
room than the dugout. But
right.
it was
Clubhouse.
Just it was just funny.
I'm really on fun. Some sort of algorithm has me where on Twitter I get these tweets of Major League Baseball umpires botching calls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen any of these? Like
well,
the balls and strikes now, like they do. Cakes has been calling for robot umpires for a
so
while.
Many years.
They need to like.
I'm way ahead
I think
of the
it was
curve.
The first pitch of a game the other day, and it's about
it
6 inches.
It was against the Orioles.
Yeah,
it was
it's like
the,
6 inches, and
I think it was the Royals game.
I think the commentator goes, "That's right down the middle, ball one," and then I think Angel Hernandez gets highlighted a lot where he misses calls left and right.
Well, you know what they need to do, and not just baseball, but for every sport, I feel like is so obviously it's you're never going to have robot umps or robot refs or anything like that.
No,
but you need to the refs don't get held accountable. They need to be able to answer questions from the press after a game, specifically big games.
Well,
if they have a problem, not a problem with the call, but if there's a call that's questionable or something like that.
Yeah. I
instead,
mean,
instead of just running to the locker room, getting dressed, and then
you're out
of the stadium.
I mean, they get graded, obviously, by Major League Baseball. I don't know how they are graded. I mean, Angel Hernandez has been criticized for years, but he's always umping in big games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe over the course of a season, he's really good. But yeah, you're right. I mean, they miss calls all the time.
I mean, that wasn't that big of a deal,
like you're saying.
I wouldn't rule out robot umpires entirely. Like, I don't see like the robots that we think of, you know, C-3PO standing back there.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a droid,
but
like
I do think
Star
they
Wars.
Could do what tennis has done. And
well, they do that in AAA already, and
yes.
I think it's pretty successful. And I think there's a pretty low challenge rate,
right?
I think you only get two. Challenges a game in AAA, but I think it's pretty successful at that level.
They went to pitch clocks, so maybe it's coming. Who knows? Speaking of baseball from yesterday, the Orioles won again, 4-2. They've won, I think, 7 of 8. They beat the Angels out in L.A.
I think they've won 10 out of the last 13.
Who has the best record in baseball?
Guardians, I believe.
The Guardians. Were the Guardians the Indians?
yes, they're the Indians.
Braves have a really good record, too, though.
Shoot me.
I think
do.
The Braves are really good.
Cleveland is 16-6. Braves are 15-6. So there you go. Two best records. But the Orioles are just on fire. I mean, they win 4-2, and they're just really, really good. I love my bet over 90.5 wins. I mean, that's such a lock. Now, Jackson Holliday did not play. I think Mateo played second last night. So he has clearly been struggling.
What are they saying in Baltimore, Valdez,
about Jackson?
Yeah, what are they saying?
Well, you guys just got a bunch of hater DNA. That's all I know. They won 10 out of the last 13. And all anyone wants to do is talk about Jackson and how much he sucks.
Nobody wants him to suck. I think everybody wants him to be a superstar.
I don't think he sucks.
One of his last outs was hit 97 miles per hour, which is an encouraging sign.
But here's the exit velocity.
This is the problem. Is that the AL East, every one of the teams is above 500. These games matter just as much now as they will in September. And if you can't keep putting someone in a high leverage situation when, you know, you won 101 games last year and you're playing for the AL East championship.
No, like, I don't blame them for not playing
them. I know
these
games are going to come down to it. And to be honest with you, I thought he would be a better option than Urias or Mateo, but he's not.
No.
And if he can't perform... In a high leverage situation,
look,
then you're gonna have to send him back down or not play him.
I think you're misinterpreting. At least
struck
my,
a nerve.
At least my, yeah, you're misinterpreting. At least my
no,
question.
I think it's just weird. I think it's just weird that it's a Jackson Holliday tracker now. Then the
Because it's such a spectacular start. I'm just asking, what are they saying? What's over? Is he like? Is he struggling with the curveball? Like, you know, like
some of
what
it's
is
a,
it?
Some of it's a little unlucky. Other of it, the other part of it is that he's having problems against MLB pitching.
Yeah.
But exactly, it's happened before. Like, I think it happened with Gunnar Henderson. They've called, like, this might be something that the GM or whatever his job title is, Elias, he kind of plans for these guys, like
Elias,
to take their lumps, because I think it's happened with Gunnar Henderson and maybe with with Rutschman as well.
They can't afford to take the lumps. These games matter a hell of a lot when you have the Yankees on their ass. This isn't.
Well, why are you saying that? Because he said he didn't play?
Well, no. Well, I've noticed every single time the Orioles are brought up, it's the Jackson Holiday trade.
Right, it's the referendum on him.
Because people are expecting him to be a superstar, and so they want to see the superstar production. That's all.
I know. Well, there is no production.
If he was,
well, nobody's patient. That's the problem.
The Orioles can't be patient.
Then send him down.
I know. This isn't like
I said that 2 weeks ago.
This isn't like when Adley Rutschman didn't have an RBI in his first 55 bats.
That was
when they brought him up 2 years ago when this team wasn't competing. It's like last year when Grayson sucked and they couldn't afford him to suck every fifth start because they're in the playoff hunt.
But it's 162 games.
It's not about 162 games.
You're freaking
games.
Out about a game. I think he'll be fine, and I don't think it would be a big issue if he was 5-for-30, which is not that good. I mean, 5-for-30.
Such a small sample
size. Yeah, it would be a small sample size. It's the fact that he's 1-for-30, which is spectacular. The other thing is, though, and I know you brought this up, if you're an Orioles fan, you look at what the Norfolk Tides are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Kerstad already has 10 homers games.
Well, they just recalled him.
Mayo is hitting .344, 7 home runs, 19 RBIs. Like, they've got guys on the come.
I don't think anybody's making fun of your Orioles.
I'm trying to explain that, and I guess I'm passionate about it, that these games matter. This isn't, it's a 162-game season.
Yeah, but nobody's saying we don't understand why he didn't play. I understand why he didn't play.
I know, but everyone.
Bring it 1-for-30.
But here's the thing. They don't need those guys to perform. You don't need Kerstad. They're fine. They're fourth in the league in batting average. They're number one in home runs. They don't need Holiday. They send him down, let him get his confidence back, and work on things.
I agree.
They don't need these other guys at the Norfolk Tide.
I'm just asking a question. Why is the kid 1-for-30? I mean, baseball's hard.
Yeah,
that could
hard.
Just be the answer. Yeah. Baseball's hard.
I know,
get it.
But look, I'm trying
have you
to
seen
explain.
Aaron Judge's slump? I mean, Aaron Judge hits 50 homers a year, and he's batting 175.
You can't afford to have him develop in high-leverage situations. These games are high-leverage situations. I don't care what you say. You could call them the dog days of summer. These games matter, especially in a division when everyone is above 500.
So he struck out 16 times, EB, in 30 at-bats.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
I'm going through a little bit of some adjustments right now. Obviously not the start I was hoping for, but the past few games I feel like there's some good things. Like, I've hit the ball in the middle of the field pretty well, and then a lot of off-speed pitches to the middle of the field, which I'm happy with. I had a few lineouts against Minnesota, so maybe they think he's going
to
be fine.
And to be honest with you, send him down, because it's becoming a distraction.
Look, when he goes 3-for-4, we'll talk about it. If he goes 3-for-4, we're going
to
say, hey,
I'm psyched for him to be the superstar. I'm psyched for greatness.
But here's the point. They don't need him in the lineup right now. The lineup is
really
good. Let him get right.
The lineup is good.
That's the move.
So Holiday needs to be sent down, so he's not sitting on. There's no reason for him to be sitting on the bench. You don't get better that way.
It reminds me of when Justin Rose turned pro and he missed like 30 straight cuts.
Right, right.
And then he ended up having a Hall of Fame career. Yeah,
but by the way, he's not being benched because of performance. He hasn't faced any kind of lefties. So
I don't even
they
think
literally
anybody
are not
really
putting
thought
him against
he was
lefties.
Being benched. He just didn't.
I know. Well, I mean, eventually he's going to have to. Yeah. So. Send him down if he's 1-for-30. Let him get his confidence back and work on things.
I'm just curious because he's supposed to be the next superstar.
Yeah.
That's all.
He is. He's going to be fine.
Coming up next, we will get into the Commanders. Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.